Muskogee County,
Columbus.
Sure. And then the city in Georgia between Columbus and Atlanta. It's a pretty good sized city. It's called the Heart. It's right in the very middle of the state.
It's not Athens.
Macon. Yeah. And the two big cities in Louisiana, where they have the Mardi Gras.
New Orleans.
And where the state capital is at
Baton Rouge.
And the big city in Ohio is down on the Ohio River is.
Dayton. No.
Cincinnati. Yeah, and the big city in Kentucky.
Louisville.
All right. That's all the geography.
I'm glad that's over.
Okay. And if talking about the distance, say, from here to Cumberland Gap, you'd say, oh, it's about?
It's about 12 miles.
All right. And say I had a choice of doing two things. I was going to do this, but I was going to do that, but I did this.
Instead.
All right. And someone has a very good, he's very funny, and you say, why do you like him? You say, I like him. He's so funny.
I like him because he's so funny.
Right. And you were a member of the
Baptist
church? Yeah. And so some people came to town. You say they went down and became members. You say they came down and
joined our church.
And in church you pray to
God.
And in an oath you'd say my.
In an oath.
Yeah. Say you were swearing, if you were saying them in court, let's say, would you pronounce it the same way? If you had to swear to you were telling the truth,
So help me God.
Yeah. What I'm getting at is, would you pronounce the G-O-D the same way in both of those things, in church or in court?
I'd think so.
Okay. That's all right. Now, and the minister preached a very fine
sermon,
and the organ played
well, a prelude or what? Music.
Yeah, and there's a song. Oh, what kind of
friend? What?
Yeah, what a friend we have in Jesus. But I was thinking, what kind of a morning? Oh, what a
beautiful morning. Yeah.
And the enemy of God is the
devil.
And any other veiled or humorous terms you've heard for that?
Satan and Boogeyman.
Okay. And then?
Old Scratch.
Okay. Now the, there might have been a house down in the valley that was a deserted house that people were afraid to go near.
Mm-hmm. Haunted house.
And what was supposed to be in there?
Hanks, we say.
Okay. And you say, I think I'll put on a sweater this morning because it's
cool.
It's
chilly.
It's not especially, but it's right.
It's right chilly.
All right. And then if you'd say, I'll do this if you insist, but I really...
I'd rather not.
Okay. And if someone did something that you thought was way out of the ordinary, you'd say, why, the very
idea.
And how would you greet a good friend, say...
Hi.
And how would you greet a stranger, a person you've never met before?
Hey, you do.
And if someone paid you a visit and you'd like them to return, you might say...
Do come back again.
All right. Mm-hmm. And the usual greeting on December 25th...
Merry Christmas.
And anything you might... Did you use anything else, especially when you were a child?
Christmas gift.
Okay. And was that strictly just a saying, or did you really exchange things on that as a result of that?
Not as a result of it.
Okay.
No.
I mean, you didn't say Christmas gift to one another and then...
And then have to give them something. No, that was the idea behind it.
Yeah.
We never did.
And on January 1st, you'd say, Happy...
Happy New Year.
And you'd say, I said, will you have time to do this? And you'd say, well, I...
I think so.
It's actually going to town and do some...